What do you take out of that?
Oh, look, we're pleased to get a win. Yeah, it was probably not a polished performance. In the last 10 minutes, the boys looked tired. In particular, some of the guys we brought in. I thought, it's been a big block of games, and we'll enjoy the time off.
What did you say to them at quarter time after a tight sort of first quarter, and played pretty well that second term?
Yeah, look, we respect Brisbane. They've taken Sydney to the line within striking distance against Hawthorn here and North Melbourne at three-quarter time. So I think the whole, every game's hard, and to travel here and have a good performance, albeit the last 10 minutes, was disappointing, and it probably just shows us we've got a bit more work to do to play that four quarters. But not surprised at all that was pretty combative in that first quarter. And we're pleased to get through the game and hopefully no injuries.
So just important to get the result after the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think so. We're all a little bit nervous about, where we're at and what we need to be working towards. We've got real clarity with our players, but the confidence of our group, that last quarter last week took a hit. So, and that's just honest. So where we go from here and what we do in the second half of the year is we can control it.
You mentioned you're happy to hit the bye. Are you a bit banged up? Is there?
No, we're not banged up. I think we're just tired. Yeah, and that's no excuse. But that last quarter we just looked a bit heavy legged, and the week before we just got outplayed. We got dominated around all areas. So there's some numbers here that aren't great as well today, but we'll move on.
Is that just the life that comes with being a team from out west? You sort of
like
that travel schedule?
Yeah, I don't want to use any excuses about our win-loss because of where we're from. But I think it's harder. In 6 day breaks, we've probably had five or six this year already. But no, it's not. I don't think there's any excuse. It's just we look tired, so we need to freshen them up. And I think we've got, after the bye, I think we've got two games that have got 8, 9, 10 day breaks in them. So we'll freshen up and we'll come back and train next Thursday and we're going again.
Was this tiredness a contributing factor to the fact that it was a really scrappy, skilled game, I'm sorry to say?
Don't overplay the tiredness, so I shouldn't have said that because that's not the main reason.
Yeah.
I think you've got to give some credit to Brisbane and the pressure that they put on, in particular the first quarter, and they must have been really proud of how they finished off the game. We were disappointed in the last 10 minutes, but we still had a 50-point win.
Yeah.
And
away.
So, away from home. Yeah. So we'll take that, put it in our back pocket, and get on with it.
What about Josh Kennedy? Seems to something about playing wide. He seems to just kick
a bit against
the
top. Yeah, he's a pretty good player, Josh. He's one of those. He's baby in the last 3 or 4 weeks. A lot going on with him as well. But I thought, when we got it in there with our forwards, we probably used the ball a little bit better. I know it might look scrappy, but we've been pretty off with our ball movement of late. And albeit we didn't get enough of the ball, I thought we used it a little bit better at stages today.
Were you just happy to concede the ball at some stages, Aaron? Because they had 100 more touches but didn't seem to look that threatening.
No, not really. We want to turn the ball over as close to our goal as we possibly can. We had to do a few different things with our midfield stoppages and the balance, but I think we kicked 11 goals from stoppages, which is really pleasing, but would have liked to got more clearances. Daniel Rich is really getting away from us too in that first quarter around the ball, and we're really happy with Hutch's job after quarter time, shut him down, and that's something we need to explore going forward as well.
Lewis Jetta, how did you rate his performance?
Yeah, not bad. Obviously, he missed an easy mark, and would have had a nice set shot at goal in the third quarter, but yeah, I thought he took another small step forward today.
Where do you sort of put him after the first half of the season?
Oh, he can play better. Yeah, he's not alone though. So we're working with him. Yeah, he knows he can. He's got another gear to go to, that's for sure. So we'll keep striving for that. And he knows he's doing everything he can to work through.
The ruck situation, how did you
write
that?
Oh, other than the last 10, I thought, really happy and proud of Giles either way he went about it. Frey's been playing mainly forward at East Perth. So to come in and do a job for us was pleasing. But I think the hit-outs, differential hit-outs to advantage was probably the opposite than we see most weeks. So that's why we have to change a few things around the ball and how we go about it.
How much did it affect that midfield and what you do?
Look, it's just about planning. Yeah, preparing to not have the big Fiji in there. And obviously Scotty Lyson not being available is really disappointing for us as well. So I think our supply mightn't have been as strong, but 11 goals and clear, I think might have 5 goals from the middle. So that's a pleasing thing.
So does Lysett come straight back in, or do you have to weigh that up?
Yeah, I'm just going to weigh it up.
I don't know.
They're well. Playing now.
But next week, they've got a buy.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll just weigh that up, and I haven't had a chance to happen so late in the week. I need to take a deep breath on that and have a chat to him.
What about, obviously, Giles, the chance that he's got now? I mean, is this sort of the chance for him to really sort of grow?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I thought he stood up today. You know, we rate their midfield and their ruck division. Martin's obviously coming back from that big knock. I thought he... And went back to what he normally does, you know, rucking most of the game. And like I said, the last 10 minutes, I thought it was a bit of an issue. But for the most part, I thought we held our own around the ball. And that's his job, just to compete, follow up, and get down the line when he needs to and be predictable.
Nice to see Lecrae kick a few on the right.
Yeah, he's working through his form as well. Yeah, he's a player that we need to be playing well. But we don't have to rely on him. And what did he kick for today?
Yep.
Yeah, so... Good return. I thought his work off the ball was probably what improved the most. The pressure, his tackling, and his presence up forward. So, yeah, it was pleasing.
And Prentice broken nose?
Yeah, poor bugger. he had a rough day. But, you know, he got a good tag. He worked his way through it. And he helped others. And I thought Luke Shue was pretty good for us as well.
Thank you.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Adam.